There was a slow person who was looking for a job, and they came to an interview. And the proprietor, wanting to test them, said, "If you had a chance to have a conversation with anyone, living or dead, who would you choose?" And the person responds, "The living one." Not understanding the question. It is very easy, even and especially in Christianity, not to understand the question. Often people quote the Ten Commandments, and there are discussions and arguments. Should they be put on public view? Should they be etched in concrete? But the Holy Scriptures has a beautiful thing when God says, "Someday there will come a time, says the Lord, when I will write my law on the fleshy tablets of their hearts. Then they will not need to ask anyone what to do, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." Martin Luther King Jr. used to preach for 2 hours when he had a nice little parish next to Montgomery, Alabama, next to the House of Laws. And I was at that church, and people said, what Martin Luther King used to always say is, changing the law is a good first step, but changing the hearts of people is the goal. The goal of the Ten Commandments, as I often said, is not simply to obey them. Thou shalt not kill. I kept that one. You want to be my friend? I didn't murder anyone today. That's not the goal. The goal of the Ten Commandments is not to murder, not to commit adultery, not to do all those things, but to become someone who not only doesn't kill, but brings life and sacrifices their life for others. Not someone who doesn't steal, but someone who is so generous, they amaze their friends and think to themselves, "You mean that thing that Jesus said, better to give and to receive, is really true?" Yes, it is. The Ten Commandments are never the goal of Christianity. They are the first minimalistic step that you can possibly take and go on and develop and give yourself to others. The interview that I mentioned and how easy it is to misunderstand. We as a people want to live. When you see a young infant in a hospital, preemie, a pound and a half, struggling for life, you see how deep it is that the deepest instinct in us is to live. And then someone comes to Christianity and says, "What's the least possible thing I can do?" That is boring religion. The best way you have to kill religion, keep it in church, and keep it minimal with no objectives. That will bore you to death, that will kill it, and you will go home and live a completely different life. But if you want religion to live and to give you life, imagine what a beautiful thing to have these impossible, fantastic goals that with God's grace can be accomplished, and the saints did accomplish, and to say, when I'm at my job, I'm living my religion. When I'm with my family, I'm living my religion. Sometimes even when you're sleeping in church, you live in your religion. But to realize you have a goal, and it's the full expression of your humanity in the best possible way. And along the way, people will ask you to sell out, to be minimalistic, to say, yeah, that's in church. But in the real world, where cheating and anger and pain happen, you have to survive. God says survival is not the goal. Living is the goal. And even if they kill you, you will die a person who is struggling for the best part of your humanity, a man or a woman who knew who they were and knew who God wanted them to be. Christos Voskres.